This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. In Telangana, 17 people have been killed and several injured when fire broke out in a residential place near Charminar in Hyderabad this morning. The deceased include 8 children under 7 years of age and 6 women. The injured have been shifted to various nearby hospitals. Fire broke out in a ground plus 2 building in Gulzar House area. The fire broke out in the ground floor and spread to the upper 2 floors later. Telangana Disaster Response and Fire Services DG Y. Nagi Reddy said 11 fire tenders and a robot were pressed into service immediately.
Around 6:16, fire department got a call. 11 fire engines were dispatched along with sufficient staff. And then 11 people were taken out of the first floor and they were shifted to the hospital. 4 people were rescued from the top floor. The information is 17 people could not survive.
The police informed that the cause of fire is not yet known and an inquiry has been initiated into it. Union Coal Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy visited the incident site and assured all assistance to the affected families. Chief Minister Revanth Reddy directed the officials to take all measures to provide better medical assistance to the affected people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said he was deeply anguished by the loss of lives due to the fire tragedy. In a social media message, he conveyed condolences to those who have lost their loved ones. He announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each to the next kin of each deceased. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees each. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has announced plans for a new policy aimed at the economic revival of primary agriculture credit societies, PACs, that have been liquidated. Addressing the cooperatives conference organized by the Gujarat State Cooperative Union at Science City in Ahmedabad, Mr. Shah emphasized the government's commitment to strengthening the cooperative infrastructure in the country by revitalizing PACs. He also outlined the government's ambitious goal of establishing a PACs in every panchayat across the country by 2029. Highlighting the government's focus on the principle of cooperation among cooperatives, Mr. Shah said that this initiative has led to an increase in cooperative deposits by 11,000 crore rupees. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has announced that 7 all-party delegations will soon engage with key nations against the backdrop of Operation Sindoor, reflecting India's collective resolve against terrorism. More from our correspondent.
The first group, led by BJP MP Bajan Panda, will visit Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Kuwait and Algeria. This delegation will include veteran leader Ghulam Nabi Azad, BJP MP Nishikant Dubey and AIMIM MP Asaduddin Owaisi. The second group, led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad, will visit the United Kingdom, France, Germany, the European Union, Italy and Denmark. The third delegation will be led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha, which will visit Indonesia, Malaysia, South Korea, Japan and Singapore. The fourth group, led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Eknath Shinde, will visit the UAE, Liberia, Congo and Sierra Leone. The fifth delegation, led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, will visit the US, Panama, Guyana, Brazil and Colombia. The sixth delegation, led by DMK MP Kanimoji Karunanidhi, will visit Spain, Greece, Slovenia, Latvia and Russia. The seventh group will be led by NCP SCP MP Supriya Sule, which will visit Egypt, Qatar, Ethiopia and South Africa. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Maharashtra, Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has appealed for synchronization of ICAR and other stakeholders in agriculture for achieving the goal of one nation, one agriculture and one team. Mr. Chauhan was interacting with farmers from Vidarbha region at a stakeholder consultation on Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan at Suresh Bhatt Auditorium in Nagpur. The Chief Minister of Maharashtra, Devendra Fadnavis, State Agriculture Minister Advocate Manik Kukate was present on this occasion. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings were 72 for 3 in 7.2 overs against Rajasthan Royals at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur when reports last came in. In the second match of the day, Delhi Capitals will face Gujarat Titans at 7:30 p.m. at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. A win for Gujarat will secure them a spot in the playoffs as they currently stand second on the table with 16 points from 11 matches. Delhi, on the other hand, is in fifth place with 13 points from 11 games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.